The Holy Gospel appointed for the second Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the second chapter, verses 1 through 11. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves a good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to listen to the voice and command of Jesus when he said, "Fill the jars with water," and suddenly it changed into wine. And as Jesus manifested his glory, splendor, and majesty by performing the first of his signs at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. Yes, Father, to listen to the voice and command of Jesus when his mother Mary said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you," and they did. As they filled the jars up to the brim, and the water became wine. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today as we consider the Word of God is taken from the Gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday. The Gospel of St. John, the second chapter, with special attention to the following verses. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." And Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. If I were to ask you this morning, have you ever been invited to a party when suddenly they ran out of food and drinks? What would you say right now? Think about it for just a moment. Yes, have you ever been invited to a party when suddenly they actually ran out of food and drinks during the reception? I'm sure all of us have. It happens at special events, not only at a birthday party, but also after a high school or college graduation, wedding anniversary, a memorial service, and especially at weddings. I can still remember attending a wedding where there were more guests at the reception hall than enough chairs and tables to accommodate them. As a matter of fact, it happened at our niece's wedding. And so they had to rush to set up more tables and chairs and prepare more food and get more drinks for their wedding guests. I also remember when we ran out of wine during the celebration of the Lord's Supper at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Thousand Oaks when I was serving there as their pastor. It did not happen only once, but several times during my 28-year ministry with them, as one of the ladies on the altar guild had to suddenly rush into the sacristy and help fill additional individual cups with wine so we could accommodate everyone participating at the Lord's table. We had more guests visiting us for worship than we had anticipated. And that's precisely what happened at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. A small village, less than 10 miles north of Nazareth, where Jesus grew up as a child, as a teenager, and as a young adult. And among the invited guests to this wedding feast, which usually lasted about 7 days, we have Jesus and his mother Mary, as well as 4 or 6 of Jesus' disciples, Peter and Andrew, Philip and Nathaniel, and probably even John and James, also attending the wedding. As a matter of fact, this took place on the 3rd day after Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist at the Jordan River, as we talked about it last Sunday. In fact, this was Jesus' first appearance after his baptism. Not only that, but Jesus' first miracle or sign as he turns water into wine. As a matter of fact, as all of the guests began to celebrate the wedding feast with the groom and the bride, suddenly they ran out of wine. In those days, it was a serious offense and a social embarrassment, especially for the family, when there wasn't enough wine or food for their guests. And who becomes concerned with the shortage of wine? The master of the feast? No. The bridegroom? And again, the answer is no. He's not even aware of it, as he and his bride are entertaining their guests. Who then is concerned about it? Who's concerned with the shortage of wine? One of the guests. Yes, one of the women attending the wedding feast. It is Jesus' own mother, Mary, probably a close friend of the family, who brings this to the attention of everyone. As she turned to Jesus and said, "There is no more wine." And how does Jesus respond to his mother? Does Jesus say, "Mom"? Or does he call her mother? No. Instead, Jesus says, "Woman, what does this have to do with me?" In other words, why are you asking me? I'm only an invited guest like everyone else here at the wedding feast. It is the groom's responsibility and his family, according to Jewish custom, that there is always enough food and especially enough wine for their guests. As a matter of fact, it's interesting to note that Jesus does not call his mother by name, but calls her deliberately woman. And there's a good reason for that. Here, Jesus didn't want to be harsh with his mother, or even for that matter, disrespectful to his mother. On the contrary, here Jesus is trying to distance himself from her as his mother. Mary was treating Jesus as though he was still living at home in Nazareth and being accountable to her. And yet Jesus was no longer required to obey his parents, or even for that matter, be accountable to them for his own actions. Jesus was already 30 years old. Yes, Jesus made it very clear from the outset that from now on, after his baptism, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the beginning of his 3-year public ministry, his relationship to his mother had changed completely from being her son and now becoming the Son of God as the Messiah. Mary was no longer addressed by Jesus as his mother, and we see it displayed again and again over Jesus' ministry, especially at the foot of the cross where Jesus was suffering and dying for the sins of the world. When Jesus said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And then turning to his beloved disciple John, he said, "Here is your mother." And from that time on, John took Mary into his home as his own dear mother. So it is for that reason that Jesus told Mary, "My hour has not yet come." In other words, "Woman, don't tell me what to do. My time has not yet come. I'll do it when I'm ready." So Mary finally obeyed Jesus as the Son of God and told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." And after Mary had left and Jesus was ready, then and only then did he tell the servants to fill the 6 jars of water used for ceremonial washing according to Jewish custom, each holding approximately 20 to 30 gallons of water. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." So they did. And they filled them up to the brim and took it to the master of the feast. And as soon as the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine, he did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. So the master of the feast called the bridegroom aside and said it very privately and quietly, "You know, everyone serves the good wine first. And when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." Yes, sometimes just like the master of the feast and the bridegroom, many people today don't know or are unaware of who Jesus is and where Jesus came from as the true vine come down from heaven. When Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 15, "I am the true wine. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you." Yes, we may run out of food and out of drinks at a wedding reception, but we will never go hungry or become thirsty at the great wedding feast one day in the kingdom of heaven, which Jesus is preparing for each and every one of us here this morning. And we will be welcomed and received as his guests into the kingdom of heaven. not only the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 35, "He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." But especially the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Yes, even though Jesus was only an invited guest like everyone else at the wedding feast, early on in his 3-year public ministry, he was asked to intervene as he performed his first miraculous sign, showing himself to be indeed not only the Son of Man in his humanity, born of the Virgin Mary, but especially as the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Spirit in his divine nature and divinity. Yes, this was the first of his signs in which Jesus revealed or manifested his glory, his splendor, his majesty, and his disciples believed in him. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we also see Jesus' glory in splendor and majesty revealed and manifested to us, as we also believe in him, just as the disciples did. Not as a miracle worker, but as the Messiah and the Anointed One by the Holy Spirit. The one who has indeed come to save all of us, to redeem all of us from our sins, and grant us through faith and trust in him as our Savior. Yes, may our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, which we sang shortly before, as Jesus went to Cana in Galilee as a wedding guest and changed water into wine. Manifest in Jordan's stream, prophet, priest, and king supreme. And at Cana, wedding guest, in thy godhood, manifest in power divine, changing water into wine. Anthems be to thee addressed, God in flesh made manifest. May God bless us in our faith, as we also believe in him, just as the disciples did, as our Prince of Peace, our true Messiah, and our Savior. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.